The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Girl, I was so thankful when you let me. Oh, girl, I was hungry, starving, my stomach had been. You gave me some food, Lord, from the sweet, sweet corn. And girl, it did taste so good, I just could not stop. I asked for much, oh, I just want it now. Oh, darling, keep looking deep in until I see stuff.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Put up your hand if you survived the great power outage of June 2022. Put up your hand. In fact, I'm being very serious. I would love for you to call the station today, call or text and share with me. Were you a part of the mass power outage June 2022, the 29th? How long was your power off? Was your power off entirely? Was it just half off? Was it like a game of peekaboo? Oh, and this room is on? This house is off? Tell me. I really need to know. I want to know if anybody could beat what I think is the record for this particular outage. And maybe the record for a single day outage of 13 plus hours. I would really like to know. And if you didn't know by now, even though it's a Culture Thursday, we are talking about the culture of you're gonna sweat to death this summer. Good morning, Bahamas. It is Thursday, the 30th of June, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. So I ain't asking for much. I like I told a young man last night, I don't even expect the power to stay on at all, period. If you've been alive as long as I've been alive, then you learn not to live with these expectations. And there's some of us who are so old, they surprised y'all could even keep the power on for longer than an hour. So this morning, we're talking about BPL. You could call us at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You could text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. We're streaming live audio and video on GuardianTalkRadio.com. Listen in on TV on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or Flow 612. If, like me, you didn't have access to television for over 12 hours, go listen on your TV. Let your TV know you love it. You ain't gonna throw it away. You couldn't talk to it for a little bit yesterday. We could talk about some other things as well, right? Interspersed with some good Bahamian music, some things I have to get off my chest this morning. Like, we're going to talk about natural gas dealers' request for an increase in rates. We talk about tensions in the FNM. Ah, boy. tensions in the FNM. And then it's a couple other things I think are important to talk about. See, I always knew that it's very likely that NIB wasn't going to make it, you know. Like, we knew there was failure. What I am interested in is how long are y'all going to try and convince us to pay into it without any real substantive structural change to the model, to the culture in the agency, or to the political culture that manages the entire space, right? That's what some of us really want to know about. Telling me that you expect people may have to work until they're 67 before they can retire? Well, I think we need an entirely different model. We really need to re-examine that. This plantation model system is no longer working. I got a text here. Good morning. Trust all is well. I live in the Malcolm Road area. That's Golden Gates. The power was out from 5:30 a.m. and restored at 10:15 p.m. last night. So that's 7 hours would be from 5:30 to 12:30. Wow. 17. Y'all were out for just under 17 hours. I got to write that down. Look here. It's only because I live in a little bougie neighborhood, you know. Like, I'm all, what do you say, for clamp? I'm all in a panic. I all mash up. I almost lost myself last night. I forgot. Listen, that's 17 hours. Let me tell you all what I forgot. I forgot that during Hurricane Floyd, right? Hurricane Floyd was a big, large, massive hurricane. It wasn't super powerful, but it was just huge. I think it almost covered the whole Bahamas, I think. And that sat for 3 days passing over the Bahamas, Hurricane Floyd. And after Hurricane Floyd, we were without electricity for 9 days, right? And by then, I was already well into the episode of Naked and Afraid. I was working. I would have made it in the bush right next to my house. Then Hurricane Matthew came along, and we spent over 2 weeks without power. And my neighbor, who's elderly and living alone, spent even more time than we did, I think, without power. Over 2 weeks. So I realized that it was me. I was psychologically and emotionally unprepared for this summer. Now, callers are coming right now. Don't go nowhere. And it wasn't just me, you know. It wasn't just me. So I've been talking about BPL for months and months and months and months and months. I realized that for the last couple of weeks, people have been saying things. The Minister of Works and CEO of BPL, BEC, they've been saying things that would suggest to me that this was going to be a different summer. That's what happened, really. That's what happened. Producer, let's go to a call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, it's Green. How you doing today?
I'm good, Sparky. How you do? Did you experience a power outage last night?
That's great. I tried to call into the radio show yesterday to talk about that. Well, there's one particular talk show I can't call into because I'm off for life. But yesterday was like a horrific day because you didn't know if you was going to lose your appliances. But one of the first things, I told you this before, one of the first things I did when I moved down in Pride Estate, when I moved down here, the roads were not completed, the lampposts were not up yet.
Mm-hmm.
I invested. The first thing I did with the funds I had from the other home I sold was I bought a generator. A good generator from Kelly's.
Look here, your generator's still running, Sparky?
And it's still running to this day. I moved down here in 2006. I keep it serviced. It takes about 5 to 10 gallons. I keep it checked all the time. I check the spark plugs.
Man, listen.
I checked my generator, two pull, and she was running like a baby because yesterday the lights was going off and on.
So you turn your main house switch off, right?
No, what happened yesterday? I didn't even have time to go to the main house switch because what was happening, I was here, I was listening to you 1 minute, all of a sudden the house go dark.
Before
I even get on the bed, it comes back on.
Yeah.
And I was doing that constantly all day, so I said, oh my Lord, now I can lose my fridge, my stove, my TV and everything. And I know from previous situations, you get nothing back.
And that's my next question, Sparky.
I can tell you.
I got a question for you. Hold on.
I went there before with all the reports for all the electricians, and the electricians say I lost them on my equipment because of voters' failures. And I never got a dime back from BEC, BTL to this day.
All right.
And all I can tell them is get invested.
Thank you, Sparky. I know what you was going to tell them. Get invested in a generator. Don't just get invested in a generator, you know. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your firstborn son and your firstborn daughter. And you're taking them straight to BTVI. And you're going to train them. You're going to pay for their education. Maybe extracurricular learning may not be their main goal. One of your children got to be an electrician. Second, got to invest in a good generator. That's what I was trying to ask you, Sparky. What is the brand of generator you got? Because you got a generator in 2006. That is, 16 years ago, and it's still running and percolating? Listen, my generator have a room at the mechanic. I pay for a room for regular servicing, and it still fell apart. I live right, like, almost close to the ocean. Let's get to this next caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Caller, this is Doc in the West, along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, Brayman. How are you?
I'm right here, Pretty Eyes, holding tech, thank God.
Boy, these Pretty Eyes didn't do nothing for me in the dark last night, Brayman. In fact, they were just...
It was saving everything until this morning.
Yes, sir.
Anyhow, I'll make several quick points.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to say to Sparky, boy, for real, I lose the TV and BPL hasn't done anything for me. They're full of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister finally has spoken to the courts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, he needs to speak to the Minister of Health, because the people around here with open cess spit.
I get
you. They need to know that. That's a hazard to health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Brayman. Thank you very much. It is an extremely important issue, Brayman. I don't want you to think that I'm discounting the need for that issue to be addressed, particularly in the summer heat, right? I'm going to talk about spatial awareness. Nobody should be forced to live in unhygienic environments or conditions because proper systems are not in place, are not being managed, are not being enforced, or not being adhered to. This is not an instance of, well, if they want to kill themselves, let them kill themselves. The risk, the potential danger to others nearby is great enough to cause the state to act. And I don't understand the space in which the state has determined that they can't implement local government in New Providence yet. I think that you are losing. The cost of not implementing it is far too great and outweighs what you perceive to be the cost of implementing it. And again, I would hate to think this is another one of those systems that will not be implemented because it just requires too much of the government to do its job. I mentioned yesterday when I heard the commissioner of police talk about the impact of the plea deal, plea bargain, right? In all of those, it reminded me in all of these conversations, we never hear these actors talk about the impact of the dysfunctional system on the victim. We only hear how plea bargaining will make it easier to protect criminals. And plea bargaining will make it easier for the prosecutors and the people who are responsible for the system to manage it. But we never hear people talking about the need or the commitment to ensuring that they could provide justice for every victim. And that's where that should be rooted. I mean, it's across the board. It's across the board. So then we see the Chief Justice talking about factors beyond court's control, slowing cases. And he says, while noting that the judiciary is doing, quote, our very best to address the current backlog, Chief Justice Sir Brian Maurice said yesterday, many murder cases take long to go to trial because of months-long wait times for pathology reports and shortages. I think it's important to understand that the criminal justice system involves a number of stakeholders who each have a role to play in the context of criminal cases. It is important to understand that, Chief Justice, and I hope that you all do. But I hope that you also realize that all of those spaces, those stakeholders, should be compelled to act, not like for their own sake, but for the sole purpose of providing to the victims. Not so you could have a good, you could have a good record and shown to, so you could start providing justice to the victims. And if you center that in the process, we'll find that these things will begin to fall in place and systems will begin to work. Okay, I got a text here. Lights going off and the electric cars dashing around town, disconnecting home services. Oh, I thought you was going left, but you went right. Ministers on the front of the Guardian. I'm tired. I didn't get much sleep, but that was a good joke. Okay, lights going off and the electric cars dashing, acting home services. That's something, hey? Imagine that you using electric cars, you could use the electricity to come and turn my power off, but you can't use the electric cars to come through my neighborhood and determine what type of maintenance needs to occur to ensure that I could have continuous access to electricity. Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I saw a picture from what I think is a solar car park, and it looked mash up. It looked like one of the units burned up. It just looks horrible. And there were no cars parked there. And I don't know if it was harvesting any solar power at all. I wonder if the powers that be, those who are responsible for initiating solar for this road to solar in 2030, if you all have thought about the work that is required to create a culture of appreciation for what it is that's being done, for the growing, the creation and the growth of not just a solar industry, but a solar space, like the culture that's required to make this thing sustainable. Have you thought about that? And that work that has to be done? Okay, somebody says, Aaron, the correct expression is, you thought you was going east and you end up out west. And that's before you stop by the moon for stew fish. Listen, that reminds me of a story by BTC. Because all of the fiber lines in the east are underground. Yes. Fortunately, they're not. Fortunately, we found that out. And that's good because BTC still has to push it, you know, for the public. What are they going to do to mitigate the impact of rising sea levels and increased flooding incidents on underground cabling systems? That's what I want to know. And I want to know if that's why the power was out in Sea Breeze. Was that why the power was out in Sea Breeze for so long that BPL couldn't provide estimations for restoration for other areas? Is that what happened? Are y'all prepared? I mean, y'all rushed into this technology, underground cabling. It seems like a good idea because we're in a hurricane zone and heavy winds all the time. But rising sea levels seems troubling. Okay, I got a text here that says, test, dear texter, your test came through. Another text, good morning. I thought it was just my neighborhood. There was info on their Facebook. I think this text is supposed to say there's no info on their Facebook page or anything to tell the public what's going on. No, I didn't see no notices came over my social media, and I'm tied into them on Twitter, on Facebook, and that's basically me there. It really, and that's the, like I say, that's the part that's stressful. We expect all the power to go out. If you are my age, if you're 46 or older, you expect the power to go out. When the new CEO, I have his name here, I want to be respectful, y'all accuse me of dishonoring these people. When the new CEO, Siobhan Cambridge, spoke, you know, and said that it's nothing we could really do, the power going off. I knew it was going to be a problem. Aaron, good morning. What about folks who have reached age 62, 63, et cetera, and saying to themselves, Lord, I am so tired and can't wait till I get to age 65, now have to wait to age 67. Look here. I don't know if this is irony, right? But when I was young, my grandma used to tell me I couldn't drink until I was 18. And when I turned 18, she looked at me and she smiled. She said, ah, ha, ha, you are hasty. You can't drink until you're 35. That's plantation life. That's what it's like on the plantation. You thought you were going to escape at age 65? You thought you were going to be free? Nah. This is a well-oiled Ponzi scheme we have right here. What concerns me, though, is that some of us are really treating it like a Ponzi scheme and expect younger generations of Bahamians to blindly walk. Just blindly, Star Trek, walk into the future without a heads up. Blindly walk into a Ponzi scheme to maintain and prop up a system that is no longer sustainable. And we know it's no longer sustainable. In fact, we could already see the expiration date on it. But we're digging our heels in to attempt to convince some young people to help us maintain the best life possible while we're here. Producer, play that song by George Simonet on that list. We're going to go to a break. And I'm not beaten down. I don't want you all to think that I gonna mash up the three score and 10 gang today, but y'all do have a lot to answer to. Let me show y'all something. I knew Frank Watson before he was a boulevard. Had plenty to answer to. This song is called Sponge of Money. Political class money never done. Political class money. We're going to a break. You tuned in to 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I got sponge of money. Sponge of money never done. Sponge of money. Sponge of money's a lot of fun. You got sponge of money.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan With a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5%, I'll only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Is this thing on?
Listen up! Nassau's favorite Friday happy hour event is back! But this time, bigger and better than ever! Visage, Star 106, and Margaritaville Downtown presents Fish Fry Fridays!
One, two, three, come on!
Kicking off for the first time Friday, July 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the exclusive 12-volt bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Downtown.
I go drink water on my mind.
It's a happy hour like no other! The Visage Band Live. Get off from work. Kick off your shoes. And enjoy the best of the Margaritaville Original Fish Fry Fridays. Friday, July 1st. Admission is $25 and includes one free Patron margarita. Or enjoy the Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Friday.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
What is this? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You got strawweight money. Strawweight money never done. Strawweight money. Strawweight money's a lot of fun. You got strawweight money. Go, boy, go. Go to the farm. Go, boy.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Again, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You're on the clock with Erin Green. And listen, government money never done. You got government money. Ah, boy, if you don't mind me, I'm just coming off a 13 plus hour. Is it more than that? 13 plus hour power outage. Some people have experienced 17, some people 16. I've got a text here. Great show as usual. How 67 could be retirement when with all this fast food people eat, people barely live past 50. Listen, I just Googled. Google say life expectancy in the Bahamas is 73.92 years. Let's see, minus 73.92. Well, let's round it up. No, you can't round it. Life don't work like that. You can't round it up. Let's round it down to 73 minus 67. How much that is, Arlington? That's 6 years. Ah, boy. You retire at 67. You get life expectancy is 73 years. Remember, because you can't round up to 73.92 to 74. But God only promised you 3 score and 10. So forget the tree. We get rounded all the way down to 70. That gives you 3 years. But once you pay the VAT and you wait in the line for your retirement money or your pension money. And I just heard a story about someone that got a call from the Treasury after 26 years. 26 years to tell them, we owe, wait, we have your money. 26 years. So no. Somebody said, the same text said, and with the gun violence, some people don't live past 25. Keep on eating hot patties and Coke soda for breakfast. It won't be 73. Okay, so what you're saying is that perhaps older generations of Bahamians should see a need to bring a resolution or to end the violence against young people, particularly young men, who tend to be the providers in the homes, right, according to the Bible. We need to work on them to keep them safe, or then they won't be paying into the NIB, and then you all have to work even longer. Maybe that will inspire some intergenerational engagement. Now, the text, they want you dead before you can benefit. Might as well make it age 80, since you almost only promised 70 and 10. Yes. Yes, because if I die on the job, at least my children could get some benefits. They pay in the plantation forward, you gotta pay it forward. Another text. Aaron, here's a thought. 50% of every dime coming from our carbon credit sales has to be put into the sovereign wealth fund. Otherwise, it will disappear into the black hole called the Consolidated Fund. Boy, text, I get a caller on the line. I go into the caller and I come in right back to that text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Producer, can you hear them? I can't. Oh, boy. I am sorry. Caller. Hold on. Good morning, caller. Hi.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I had put in for my pension from last year.
Yeah.
I could be 60. See, this thing, they're trying to just do us behemoths. That's the treason, you know. Everything they do in this country, they're trying to kill us behemoths. Tax us for this. They can't get them. But it's where it comes from. When are we, the government never give me nothing. They, like, no government ever give me nothing. Why are they doing that? Talk to me. Everyone, again, me being people being too fast. I'm going to stand up. They do them on the country and make the forces that run. But life in this country, you know. But where does this come from?
Now listen.
Where does some of this come from, man?
I don't.
I
don't know.
They're sick and tired.
They are. People are sick and tired. I know, but here's what we're going to do. We are going to reserve. We're going to preserve and reserve our energy. I'm going to find this. Look here. I'm going to find this tweet. We're going to preserve and reserve our energy, because one of the greatest tools of imperialism is to cause you to focus your energy in the wrong direction.
I got an idea, myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to fight, but some things are happening. See, they need to be taught too much. You don't need to be taught. That country will be shut down a long time. Nothing comes with that. Nothing comes with the ship. Shut this country down. Stop compromise. Can anybody feel it? We need to stop. They keep taking the money off the payments because they're going to be passive. They need to stop.
Yeah.
I can't take my call.
But they know that we're passive because we refuse to use the tools that are available to us. And see, I ain't talking no revolution. I don't want y'all to conflate anything I say into that. I ain't talking that type of revolution anyway. I'm not talking about guns. I ain't talking about armed revolution at all. But we refuse to use the tools we have available to us. Here's the tweet that I was looking for. It's a quote from Mr. Matt X. Red, and it says, by giving angry, activated people something to do, they preoccupy what could be productive organizers by funneling them back into electoral politics and conventional status quo advocacy. By giving people hot button issues and talking points, and something happens and then they spin a narrative, right? By giving you something to focus on like that, they preoccupy what could be productive organizers by funneling them back into electoral politics, that's partisan politics, that's PLP versus FNM, and conventional status quo quo advocacy. What we need to do, see, last night, I was so hot. If I'd gone outside and a raccoon even look at me, me and raccoon who's going to rambo in the street last night, I had to sit down all evening, meditating, eating my feelings, trying not to run hot on social media and talk about the politicians bad, witty, you know, funny, political satire and all, but talk about them bad. I had to conserve my energy because they would watch me rage and fizzle out like a star. Focus on something that I can't do anything about in the moment. And what we need to begin to do is to organize. First of all, if you know an electrician, an electrical worker, an electric engineer, whether they work at BPL, BEC or not, encourage them to start a journal, a professional guild or association, and a journal so they could document their knowledge in a non-political, not just non-partisan, but in a non-political space. So when an issue does arise and we're looking for answers or we're trying to craft solutions, we can go to sources that are not tainted by political bias or not accessible because people are convinced that they come from some political grouping. Then we begin to organize by using our money, right? Money buy land. We got more dollars than cents. We solve problems with money. So let's begin to use our money to solve collective problems as opposed to paying for disposable, personal, and individual experiences. That's how we respond to what is dereliction of duty. This is a 30-plus year energy crisis. This started before Pintard became the leader of the FNM. This started before Brave Davis became leader of the PLP. Like I say, this started before Frank Watson was a boulevard. And I'll say this, it started before we even remembered that Ramsey Bay existed. The energy crisis started before Alstom with an M. And it started before Alstom 2.0. That's with a Frankie Wilson. And if you're not sure what I mean, there was a period there where we weren't certain who was going to save the Bahamas from that which was the collapsing BPL. We weren't certain at all whether it was Shell North America or Shell America or Shell. Nobody would speak with any clarity or certainty. The old BPL board refused to speak. The new BPL board had the audacity to tell the public and its own stakeholders and partners that we are not prepared to speak to any issue arising before the old board. And now it turns out that we're going to have to potentially, especially given what we experienced last night, turn to whatever legal corporate mechanism was created to rent generators to BPL and BEC. Yeah. Producer, let's go to this call and then let's play another song. Good morning, you're on the clock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I really, truly, truly admire the way you're bringing humility and humbleness and calmness and serenity this morning.
Thank you.
Sort of setting the stage for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
You know, J. Jews, I have some friends, and they think a little different than us. You know, if I were to ask you, is money physical or spiritual? 9 times out of 10, you say money is physical.
Mm-hmm.
But some rich people on this planet you ain't hear about who sees money as spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the Jews. And if we begin to think like that, then we would be able to bring money to us instead of running after it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing out here all day, this race. Look at the traffic. They're running after money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing. And it's designed to get us busy doing that while gas goes up and we get anxious and full of boiling and want to fight at any moment. And I think this is what is going to eventually happen if we don't listen to people like you. I really appreciate you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for reminding me that, yeah, it is not my job to come here and rile you all up with me. But let us gather together and see if we could find some solutions, have a little laugh, and remember that we are all in it together, win, lose, or draw. We're all on the same ship. The same ship you all reckon? To the port? We to the bow, 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 bow. Good morning, D-Mac. Love that song. All right. Got a text here that says, make rental real estate a part of your pension plan. Yep, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Let me tell you why. There's a lot of spaces out there where there's a lot of heavy critique on landlords. In fact, people carry on like landlords are like people who sell crack cocaine to little children. They're horrible, right? I'm about ethical land use and land ownership and land sharing. Some people are not equipped. They don't have the capacity to own and manage property. Let's call it that, right? That doesn't mean, though, that they don't deserve safe, adequate. I even use the word delicious housing, right? Just because someone doesn't have the ability or even the desire to own a home doesn't mean they don't deserve a more than comfortable, above adequate, right? We all deserve above adequate housing. And so ethical, rental initiatives, I like that. I like that idea a lot. Another text, caller, don't go nowhere. Another text, I didn't experience a power outage, but from what I gathered, it was bad. Seems to me we're going backwards in turbo. It wasn't this bad for the last 2 years. Now, remember, the pandemic, the reduction in work outside of the home, tourism was shut right down, all of these things. Recreational activities, all of these things were shut down. A lot of businesses were closed. The question is, what were the powers that be doing over the last 2 years to prepare? Didn't they see tourism? Y'all didn't see tourism open up? Tourism say, we opening up, buddy. Y'all didn't see that? And why didn't you prepare? And why is it that the citizens have to suffer? Why is it that we always have to suffer? Whether it's because you made a mistake or you just trying to make your job easier. Okay, let's go to the caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, this situation with BBL started before you was born.
Uh-huh.
1980. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm a little older than that, but yeah.
But yeah, you're much older than that. That's what I'm saying. It started way back in 1980. This is over 40 years.
Yeah.
It's over 40 years we've been going through this. Almost as long as we had independence.
Mm-hmm.
As we had a Declaration of Independence declared in 73.
Yep.
What has happened is that this is intentional. No one can tell me otherwise. I refuse to believe otherwise because the authorities of BPL, prior and previous and present board, they cannot come to you or me and explain what is going on because it is intentional. It's solely intentional to keep us on fossil fuels. We're supposed to be diminished substantially by 2040. I don't understand what it is. We don't need to be in this position in Bahamas. Because right now I'm outside, the sun is shining, bright.
Yeah.
There's no reason for us to be in this position.
And listen, I understand it. It's not for a lack of smart people, you know. It's not for a lack of trained and skilled people, you know. It's not for lack of people who have the vision or the capacity to hold multiple visions in their head and on the drawing board at the same time, you know. It's a lack of systems and a political culture that will consume anything that even appears as if it's more powerful than the politician. And systems and cultures can, oh boy. It's because it's not the people. I refuse to believe that the people are stupid. Even the young man last night that told me there's no way they could have estimated that it would have taken this long for them to even come up with an estimation. It's a lack of functional systems that prevent these very talented people from using the skills in a way that is, I'm going to say useful, right? But combining them, like we got all the Power Rangers. We got all the Transformers. We just can't put them together. Nobody remember the formula. And it's like you say, it's the most frustrating thing. Imagine.
It's very, very frustrating. We could reduce our dependence on oil by almost 50% within 1 year if they were serious. Because just that glass didn't do any Luther. The current that comes through their lawn can substantially can take care of the entire island of Iluja and by extension Cat Island. There's no reason for us to be in this position.
But listen,
absolutely none.
This is
why they don't want to do what is necessary. They don't want to go partially solar. They say solar by 2030. Man, listen, that is a joke.
Of course
if
they can't do that.
We could almost be solar by 2026.
If we put the right systems in place.
Right.
And we shift the political culture and management culture.
The engines we have now could be used as backup.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should be relegated to, backup engines in the event that certain things doesn't kick in. But solar is the way for the Bahamas. That is the way forward. That's the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. If we can get systems functioning, boy. Let's get to these texts.
If you'd like to.
This, that's colorism, sir. That's colorism. Please stop saying that red woman has caused you stress. Now, red mango could cause you stress. You know why? Because it's difficult to tell. We've seen this trend for the last couple of years. Don't slunk with your mangoes, right? They may be ripe. They may look green on the outside, but they may be ripe on the inside. You got to cut it and test it. That's only for mangoes. That tip is only for mangoes. Another text, Aaron, good day. Bahamians have been swinging from left to right for too long and expect a different result. They were warned that what is going on will continue to go on in the same country. Same old, same old. Producer, play one of them two songs and say swinging it for me. Texter, how correct you are. Another text. Hi, Ms. G. This BPL issue is intentional. We need RBDF officers on that plant. I'm embarrassed to have visitors in my house from Orlando. They suffer in heat. Shame on FNM and PLP over and over and over. Now, listen, I don't think it's, when you say RBDF officers on the plant 24/7, I don't think it's the workers. I think it's a lack of proper management. I don't think they understand the extent to which they have to devise, strategize, organize, and enforce. And I don't mean like you say, RBDF and hands-on the people. I mean like be present and test the systems, live testing, like Ministry of Education after 2.5 years ain't test no system yet. That's the thing we're talking about. Producer, you can play it. Play it for more. Just quick. That is my bad. Don't worry, producer. We are going to keep talking. So here's what I want to know. When and where does IRCA get involved, right? What triggers IRCA's involvement? When do we have a mass outage event? How many outages have to be experienced simultaneously for IRCA to step in and say, BPL, BEC, we demand answers, right? Is it how many areas are affected or how many hours? Does someone have to be off for it to be determined to be a mass outage or a catastrophic event. In fact, what is, do you all have a definition of catastrophic event at IRCA, and what does that what processes does that trigger? And when is compensation offered? And where can I find official reports that are documented and published for each electrical incident that happens at BPL? Where can I find those things, please, people in this first world country? Why is it that we are compensating people for the management of this corporation if they can't provide these very basic things? And this is why I keep saying that we need a guild, we need an association and a journal. The caller earlier talked about a hydroelectric plant possibly using the glass window bridge. We need that idea documented in a non-political, non-partisan journal so that we people could find that information and turn to it without having to ask a politician for anything. People should not be forced to live like this. People paying taxes. People paying taxes on everything, because VAT on everything. People paying duty on everything, unless they could afford a pleasure craft, and then, no, you don't have to pay duty on that. Another text, good morning, Aaron. Successive governments have chosen not to wean off fossil fuels for power generation because some of them are... because we believe some of them are bilaterally benefiting from BPL's oil dependency to the tune of over, that's plenty millions of dollars. I can't even say that. Y'all may think I believe it. Per month, they won't take such a loss. So the people will suffer in perpetuity until some honorable and brave men stand up and do the right thing by us, the people, in the Dr. Evil voice. Look here. Okay, that's a great idea. That's a brilliant idea. All we need are a few good men and women to stand up and be prepared to not treat the country like a Ponzi scheme. Listen, I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. I am in recovery. I survived the great BPL outage, 29th of June, 2022. I think I survived. I think maybe I got swing. One thing I know, I ain't no conk, though. Producer, take us out with a song, please. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. I believe the light gone off in my producer's room, too. 1 second, people. We are almost there. We are almost there. Producer. Producer, lights going off in the kitchen. Play one song for me. We're almost out of there. I had to end the show, people. These texts were too great. They were too hot. And I've been talking a bit about the political culture. And I didn't really want to get too excited. But I will say this, since my producer graciously gifted me with a minute of time, I said I wanted to mention something about the National Gas Dealers' request for an increase in rates for natural gas. Here are three quick questions. When will you regulate your own industry? A. B. When will the state provide better oversight for the entire industry? We see how y'all drive these trucks filled with dangerous gases. And three, some of us are asking the question, in the lack of proper regulation and oversight, are some dealers aware or a part of a gas tank theft ring? And why doesn't RBPF have a unit dedicated to gas tank thefts? Anyway, one utility service tell me they can't estimate restoration times. The other one tell me they can't diagnose systems from the back room, and the technicians they send out aren't skilled enough to diagnose from your house. And another one told me, miss, how you could expect me to measure the height of the line and your house on a hill? That makes sense, miss. These are all things that I've heard in the Bahamas. Have a great day. I tried not to give it to you, but my producer said give it to you. Mommy, there's no light in the kitchen. But I bet you there's light in the cabinet. Have a great day, Bahamas. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next.
You go to her porch and say, oh, mommy,
mommy don't like in the kitchen.
Sing it,
mommy don't like
chicken and rice.
Ooh,
mommy don't like
in the porch of the new room.
Yeah,
mommy don't like.